If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
You're listening to Halloween Theme from Animal Crossing New Horizons, released on March 20th, 2020, and composed by Kazumi Tutaka, Yasuaki Iwata, Yumi Takahashi, Shinobu Nagata, Sayuka Doi, and Masato Ohashi. What's up, BG Maniacs? Welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. I, of course, am your host, Brian. We're closing out the month of October. Spooky season is just about over, which means it's time for another episode of Radio Hour. Real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Apple Podcasts or whichever app you've chosen to listen to us on and drop us a quick rating and a review. It really does help us out in terms of visibility so that this show continues to grow. And remember, we are on Patreon now as well, patreon.com/RPG Era. Check out our tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel inclined, toss us a couple bucks each month. If not, continuing to listen to the episodes as they upload each week works wonders as well. And of course, special shout out to current executive producers, Jexax and Zetku. So yeah, if all goes according to plan, this episode is going to upload late in the night on Halloween night. In fact, for some of you, by the time this episode posts, it may be November 1st. But for hopefully a lot of you, it is still October 31st. We had a lot of fun this month doing haunted houses, doing the swamps and bog, doing caves and underground levels. Bedroth and I adore this season. We always have fun each time we get to sit down and theme the entire month around the spookiness, and we get to keep it going for one more episode. Because, as you know, Radio Hour is an eclectic mix of music. So I have four tracks. Bedroth has four tracks, the norm. We have three from the listeners. we have three from a new release game. A little mini showcase, as we've been doing the last few months here on Radio Hour and BG Mania. I think this is a good way to close out the month. We've got a lot of really fun tracks in this episode. The opening track was my first pick, which comes from Animal Crossing New Horizons. It is the Halloween theme, a classic Halloween theme, in my opinion. We've played the GameCube version before, which largely was unchanged, and largely in this version still is pretty similar. So getting away, because it is from a different game, and it is a little bit of a different tune, but it still has a lot of the same, instrumentation, a lot of the same melodies that you remember from all the way back in 2000 and... God, when did it release on the GameCube? 2003, I think it was. Potentially around that year. I think it was 2003. Maybe 2002. I don't really know, and I'm not looking. So, I hope you guys enjoy the closeout of the spooky season here. Like I said, we have a lot of fun doing this every year. We have a really good episode lined up for Radio Hour, and we'll be back in just a couple days with our regularly scheduled November episode to kick off the first week. I don't know. Hopefully it'll post on time on November 2nd, maybe November 3rd if we're lucky. We have a bonus episode coming up this weekend as well that Bedroth will be joining me on. So you guys have a lot to look forward to here on VG Mania. So I hope you enjoy. But that's enough from me. Let's go ahead and start kicking to the music and closing out this month the only way we know how. And we're going to kick things off with that mini showcase I just mentioned. So the game that we're focusing on here this month for BG Mania and Radio Hour is Signalis, which just released a couple days ago. It's a classic survival horror experience set in a dystopian future where humanity has uncovered a dark secret. It's the Steam description. I could keep going. Unravel a cosmic mystery, escape terrifying creatures, and scavenge an off-world government facility as Elster, a technician replica searching for her lost dreams. It's been getting really good reception, overwhelmingly positive reviews on Steam. I've seen a lot of people talking about it because it is available on Xbox Game Pass as well. I likely am going to jump into this and check it out. It sounds appealing. It looks appealing. And I think the soundtrack, though it is very atmospheric and very, kind of in the background, there are still some really cool gems to be found in there. And I'm hoping you guys will dig the three that I picked out to do this little mini showcase. So, kicking off this block, let's go ahead and take a listen to Double Back from Signalis, released on October 27th, 2022, composed by Cicada Sirens. Next up, let's go ahead and take a listen to Die Totenensel, otherwise known as Emptiness, from Signalis. Released October 27th, 2022, and composed by 1000 Eyes. Next, we'll take a listen to The Promise from Signalis, released October 27th, 2022, composed by Cicada Sirens.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I think it's time we jump to Bedroth's normal block of three, and he's kicking us off this month with House of Doors from Visage. Released October 30th, 2020, composed by Peter Weicher. Next up from Bedroth, we're going to take a listen to Consummate for Yore, otherwise known as the main theme, from Phantasmagoria. Released on August 24th, 1995, composed by Mark Siebert and Jay Usher. That's the one we didn't play from the Haunted House episode before that Bedroth kicked off to Radio Hour. I finally listened to it. I dig the heck out of that, Bedroth. Nicely done. Good choice. Good choice. Bedroth's last submission for Radio Hour this month. Let's take a listen to Free From Fear from Resident Evil 3 Remake. Released on April 3rd, 2020. Composed by Kota Suzuki and Azusa Kato. All right, let's kick to the listener block for this Radio Hour episode, and we're going to kick things off with Deference for Darkness from Halo 3 ODST. This released on September 22nd, 2009. It was composed by Martin O'Donnell and Michael Salvatori, and it was requested by Gustavo.
Thank you. This is Kyle, and one day you can be too. Every Friday, I host what is soon to be your favorite podcast, The Media Files. Me and one of my best friends talk about pop culture happening so that you don't look like an uncultured swine during those boring water cooler conversations. Laughs are shared, tears are cried, and sometimes we have really interesting special guests that you might be familiar with. Download The Media Files wherever you download podcasts, and remember, be kind, be honest, and we'll see you later.
Next up in this block, we'll take a listen to Queen of Rose from BlazBlue Calamity Trigger. Released on November 20th, 2008, it was composed by Daisuke Ishiwatari, and it was requested by Melissa. Closing out our listener submissions, let's take a listen to Paranormal Lamptivity from Horror Veil. This released on July 28th, 2019. It was composed by Matthew Rock, and it was requested by Sophia. We'll be right back. jumping to my regular block of three now to close out this radio hour before we get to the closeout track. Let's start it off with Gritsy Caves from Mario and Luigi, Partners in Time. This released on November 28th, 2005, and it was composed by Yoko Shimomura. Next up in this block, let's take a listen to Spirits Eve Festival from Stardew Valley. This released on February 26th, 2016, and it was composed by Eric Barone. Closing out my block in our last track before we get to the closeout, let's take a listen to Ghost Mansion from Pac-Man World Rally. This released on August 22nd, 2006, and it was composed by Tommy Tallarico, Dweezil Zappa, Mike Rubino, Rod Abernethy, and Charlie Malone. We'll be right back. That, my friends, is unfortunately going to bring us to the close of the show for this week and be the close of our spooky season. We do want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by RPGera.com. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow the show, check the description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Taking us out of this episode, we're going to be taking a listen to Yuri's theme from Super Street Fighter 4. This released on April 27th, 2010, and it was composed by Hideyuki Fukasawa. Keep the music playing, and keep it loud.